The Wilmington Jewish Film Festival has become increasingly popular. Still, it's not big enough to screen all the films the organizers would like to screen. So this month, the festival is having a little summer series, presenting three features and one short. Festival organizers Debbie Smith and Bucky Stein joined us to talk about the series, which begins tomorrow with a French film, Rue Mandar. Bucky Stein gives us a summary of this film and the other features.
Rue Mandar. It's really an interesting film. You could say it's a film about a somewhat dysfunctional family. They gather to attend the funeral, and all the personalities have an opportunity to clash, and it gives you the feeling that they're not really close. But the movie progresses and proves that blood is thicker than water, and they end up embracing each other, and it's a nice film. Very enjoyable, light.
They're trying to do the rituals of the funeral, and they're messing them up, and they don't quite remember exactly how they're supposed to do this and that.
Yep. It's all that. Everybody you see it will love it.
Thursday, August 11th, Rue Mandar. Mm-hmm. And then the following Thursday, the 18th, is My Italian Secret, The Forgotten Heroes.
Yes, that's a documentary. The Italian who won the French Grand Tour. His name was Bartali.
Gino Bartali.
And he would be the equivalent of Joe DiMaggio and Michael Jordan in one. Represented Italy well, and they were very proud of him. What was discovered years later after the war is that what he pretended was practice, he was carrying documents in his bike frame. He was interested in saving the Jews that were being threatened by Mussolini through his association with Hitler. And this story is a wonderful story, heartwarming. And the last one, Bad Faith, is also a very interesting film about a Muslim who is in love with a Jewish girl, and they don't want to tell their parents because they know they'd object. It's complex, but as you would expect, it has a good ending. And it's a very nice film.
Tell me about how it was that y'all came to decide this is the first time you're doing a summer series.
Right. We decided to do a summer series because we have been very fortunate that we are starting to develop a little bit of a following here in Wilmington. And even outside of Wilmington, we noticed that we have some others coming in to town. We're starting to have a lot of success with our regular festival, which is in the spring. And we thought we would just give a little try and have show some films during the summertime. And this way we could continue to do the things that we've been doing successfully in the spring. And we can offer some films that we weren't able to show in the spring during our regular festival. There are so many films, new films that come out every year, new Jewish films. And we just can't show everything, obviously, in our spring festival. So we thought this would be a great opportunity. And it's a little lower key, but we will have receptions. So people have started to associate our festival with food, and we will certainly not disappoint them.
That was Bucky Stein and Debbie Smith from the Wilmington Jewish Film Festival. The first screening is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Thalian Hall. Find more details at whqr.org.